The conversation started fine. Then one partner said, "You never think about my feelings." The other shut down instantly. Sound familiar? Here is the uncomfortable truth. The way a conflict begins almost always determines how it ends. Doctor. John Gottman's research found that the outcome of a conversation is set within the first few minutes, with 96% accuracy. That is not a metaphor. That is a measurable, documented pattern across more than 3,000 couples, studied over 40 years. The failure most couples share is not a lack of love. It is a hidden assumption, the belief that a good partner should already know what you need. Abdul, this is the mind-reading trap. You feel hurt, so you wait. Resentment builds quietly. When you finally speak, the words come out loaded. You always do this. You never listen. Those phrases feel honest in the moment, but they are not complaints. They are character attacks, and the brain of the person receiving them responds accordingly. Think of it this way. When a partner hears a character attack, their nervous system treats it like a physical threat. Gottman's research identified this as physiological flooding. When heart rate exceeds 100 beats per minute during an argument, rational thinking becomes biologically impossible. The prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for empathy and problem solving, goes offline. You are no longer talking to your partner. You are talking to their survival instincts. That is why just communicate fails so often. Communication without the right entry point triggers the exact shutdown it was meant to prevent. Gottman named the attacking pattern one of the four horsemen, four conflict behaviors that predict relationship failure with over 90% accuracy from just 15 minutes of observation. Now, the key idea. You can interrupt this cycle before it starts. The tool is called the softened startup. It has three components. First, describe the situation without blame. Stick to facts, not character. Second, name your feeling using an I statement. Third, state a positive need rather than a complaint. For example, instead of, "You never make time for me," try, "I felt disconnected this week, and I'd love to plan something together." Same underlying need. Completely different neurological impact. The softened startup keeps your partner's nervous system regulated, which means their rational brain stays available for the actual conversation. The takeaway, Abdul, is this. Criticism is not honesty. It is a delivery failure. A specific complaint targets a behavior. Criticism targets a person. That distinction is the difference between a conversation that connects and one that collapses. Starting tonight, before any difficult conversation, ask yourself one question. Am I describing what happened, or am I indicting who they are? Replace the attack with an I statement and a clear need. That single shift, the softened startup, is where healthier relationships are actually built.